A new trio is rocking the sound of jazz. The group is called The Bad Plus, and they're not the most likely candidates to be expanding and altering the jazz audience. For starters, they're not from New York or New Orleans, but from Wisconsin and Minneapolis. Pianist Ethan Iverson's last job was as musical director for the Mark Morris Dance Group. Percussionist Dave King and upright bassist Reed Anderson grew up together listening at first to rock music. The result is an approach that stands apart from many jazz trios. The rhythm section does not just back the piano. In The Bad Plus, all three musicians have equal footing, much like a rock band. And though their primary focus is on original tunes, they have fun tearing into rock classics like this Nirvana tune from the 90s, which pianist Ethan Iverson hadn't even heard until recently.
When we played it in the club, I felt the sort of interaction with the audience that probably Miles Davis felt when he played My Funny Valentine in the 50s. In other words, a theme in the air at the time. When you play the Rodgers and Hart songbook, that interaction really isn't there anymore. You can play that melody on violin, on harmonica, on piano, it doesn't matter. And that the sentiment of the song is just so beautifully placed there.
Dave, what about you? This is a song that you listen to and probably liked quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Did you always have this in the back of your mind that you'd like to play this as a jazz standard?
No. In fact, one of the facts that Ethan left out was we had gone over several songs pitching to him because we didn't really have the full scope of how little of rock music he knew. So that we finally reached, like, well, he's obviously heard Smells Like Teen Spirit. I mean, who could be alive? Especially he was like 20 when it happened, so. And he said he hadn't heard it, and we just looked at each other, we were dumbfounded.
Now to be fair to Ethan, yeah, your musical background is a little bit different.
Yeah, I was a nerd.
Some of your original music is very interesting. I think the song, the 1972 Bronze Medalist,
right.
The title in itself sounds like a story. And when you read the liner notes, it says, Jacques won his medal for weightlifting. Now retired, he lives in a small seaside town in France, a hero to the local children. Every day, he walks bare-chested to the beach, medal swinging in time to his proud gait. Mm. Now, did you have that story in mind,
yeah,
when you wrote this song, or did it come later, Dave?
When I started writing the chords, moving back and forth, and I wrote a melody that's kind of complicated on top of it, but I had these really simple chords, and I told Ethan and Reed the story. You know, I was very interested in the idea of bronze medal winners being forgotten. There is no Jacques, and there was, you know, I don't know if there was a, you know, if a French guy won the weightlifting medal, but it was just, there was something about that year. 72 seemed right, and he was aged perfectly for his walk to the beach, you know.
You know, I'm the piano player in the band, but both Dave and Reed sit down at the piano and play me the songs, and I usually play pretty much what they show me, and that's the piece. There isn't.
So in this case, he didn't just show you the piece; he also told you the story. And so, as we listen to you play the piano, what do you bring to Jacques, this weightlifter?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I bring to Jacques is the fact that I believe in rocking a town, you know what I mean? So like Jacques gets in there and he like blows everybody away, and that's really cool. So that's the part of the story I tried to seize on.
And Reed, what part of Jacques' personality do you embrace?
I give Jacques a certain bounce to his gait. I try to be sort of the dance element in the pride as he walks down the street, and I kind of envision like throngs of local children kind of jumping up and down, you know, kind of celebrating him.
I'm the children.
You're the children.
Yep.
There are jazz performers who love the studio, mm-hmm. others who love the stage and will endure the studio when they have to. Where do you find yourselves? Dave?
I'd have to say doing this record made me love the studio more than I ever had because of who we were working with Chad Blake. I'm a huge fan of the records he does. He's worked with Elvis Costello, Los Lobos, his own band Latin Playboys. I think we all agree that, and I think a lot of jazz musicians might agree, that it's very difficult to transfer the performance energy of improvised music onto tape. And it's a huge struggle. And we went in knowing we had the best guy at doing that, so we gave him everything we had. Every time out, we were just focused on the idea we were going to play like this was the last notes we're going to play.
Now, as jazz artists, when you had a chance to play at the Village Vanguard, that must have been quite a moment.
Oh, it was fantastic.
It really was.
The best.
I mean, that was a big turning point for you.
Right. The whole realization of us being there, for me, I was so proud that our concept was fully implemented in that room. I just remember looking out going, we took this from Reed's parents' living room to the Village Vanguard. It was really one of those moments where we've known each other since we were young, we're like teenagers, and it was just a really amazing thing that I just felt. It wasn't just that we were in the room, you know, we'd made it to the Vanguard. We made it there with our music.
All right, well, thank you so much, Ethan Iverson, Dave King,
thanks.
Reed Anderson. Thank you for joining us.
All right.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
The new CD by The Bad Plus is called These Are the Vistas. A live performance from the band is available at All Songs Considered at npr.org.